Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting third. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Roy Cullenbein. Batting second. The center fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rudy York. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Ross. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Bridges. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Tommy Bridges. And now, play ball. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry strikes out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale takes first base on ball four. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a line drive into left field. Cullenbein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer takes first base on ball four. Walker moves to second. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fox, who is chasing the ball. Averill reaches third base with a triple. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky takes first base on ball four. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Averill scores. One out. It's 1-0, Indians. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trosky moves to third. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder strikes out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Trosky scores. Pitlock moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ross for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Larry fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hale bunts towards the mound. Bridges fields it and throws to first for the out. Campbell moves to second. One out. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 1 in the game. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Campbell moves to third. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops it up and throws to first, with Harder covering, for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Gehringer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Trotsky hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bridges fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pitlock hits a fly ball into left field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Greenberg hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell, who is chasing the ball. Greenberg reaches third base with a triple. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to home. Pitlock drops the ball. Greenberg scores. York moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Indians. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-1 in the game. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. York moves to third. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Rogel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. York scores. That run is unearned. It's Indians, 2, Tigers, 2. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0-1 in the game. Bridges hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0-1 in the game. Harder hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cullen Bine. Harder reaches second base with a double. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-2 in the game. Larry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harder moves to third. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Campbell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harder scores. Larry moves to third. It's 3-2, Indians. Schoolboy Row now pitching. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Hale hits a fly ball into left field. Cullen Bine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Larry scores. One out. It's 4-2, Indians. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 0-2 in the game. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-2 in the game. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Geringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geringer is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Geringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-2 in the game, with a triple. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rowe fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Greenberg strikes out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-2 in the game. York hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-2 in the game. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Harder strikes out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rogel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0-for-3 in the game. Cullenbein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walker strikes out. Pitlock drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Walker out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Moose Solters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Solters is 0-for-3 in the game. Solters bunts towards the mound. Rowe fields it and throws to first for the out. Hale moves to second. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Cullenbein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Trosky hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Larry. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Greenberg hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-3 in the game. York strikes out. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gehringer moves to second. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-3 in the game. Ross hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gehringer scores. Fox moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Indians. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops it up and throws to first, with Harder covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Harder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe is 0-for-1 in the game. Rowe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cullenbine strikes out. Two outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a line drive towards short. Larry reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.